For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Results of a recent study on childhood obesity found that the disease is increasing in 2 to 5 year old children, especially in boys. Previous reports had showed a stabilization or a decrease in childhood obesity. The recent study in the journal Pediatrics left one Texas Tech obesity researcher dispirited.
It is a sad situation, but not at all surprising. We don't know where adult obesity is going, and it shows that children are no exception. It's in the same part of the same epidemic going on.
That's Dr. Nick Durander, the chair of Texas Tech's Department of Nutritional Sciences, who's researched obesity for more than 3 decades. In this study, obesity is defined as a BMI at or above the 95th percentile for children of the same sex and age. The Pediatrics article showed that 13.7% of 814 children 2 to 5 years old were classified as having obesity for 2015 through 2016. In the previous 2 years, the percentage was 9.3%. In 418 boys aged 2 to 5 years old for 2015 to 2016, obesity rose to 14.2%, up from 8.5% in 2013 to 2014. Durander says childhood obesity has a layer of complexity that's far different than treating obesity in adults. First, treating a child with obesity must be done in such a way as to not hamper his or her growth.
So you want to be very careful about not reducing their intake so much that the nutrition is going to get adversely affected. This is not an issue in adults. You just have to make sure that they get adequate nutrition, but this is not a growing phase in adults.
Secondly, children don't necessarily comprehend information about the long-term effects of obesity, like diabetes. He says that's too far in the future for children to grasp. Thirdly, there are children's interactions with people around them, like their parents and relatives. Though well-meaning, sometimes those people chide the child about their body weight. Lastly, Durander says, there is the potential for eating disorders to begin. That can happen when children are too overtly concerned about their weight or are driven to be concerned about their weight.
Psychological issues are so intertwined with childhood obesity, teenage obesity, and their relationship with their parents and family and friends and the relationship outside, and they may not get accepted in society, and that leads to other issues. So all these things make childhood obesity, its treatment and prevention, extremely, extremely difficult. Very delicate, very challenging, and one needs to have great skill set to handle that effectively.
The best treatment, Durander says, is prevention, which has 3 aspects. The primary one is that if there is no weight issue, work to ensure it doesn't become one. Second, if a child loses weight, help the child not regain it. And thirdly, wherever the child is weight-wise, don't let him or her gain more.
Perhaps it needs a team of healthcare providers that could include dietitians, that could include physicians, that could include somebody who specializes in childhood activities such as exercise physiologists, a psychologist. You just don't want to go give a diet and go home and I don't care what happens to your psychology. So all these things need to come together for effective treatment of childhood obesity.
Durander has treated more than 15,000 patients for obesity. He's a staunch advocate for more research on satiety hormones. Some children continue eating even after they've finished a full plate of food, while others don't.
A lot of research is needed for understanding obesity and understanding obesity in children.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.